WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since its inception over a decade ago in Louisville, Kentucky, the rock band My Morning Jacket has developed a growing following that attracts a diverse audience. Its guitar-driven singer-songwriter sound has roots in one of the band's heroes, Neil Young. Its southern rock style connects it to such groups as Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers Band. And My Morning Jacket's lengthy instrumental jams are appealing to fans of the Grateful Dead and Phish. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's new fifth studio album, Evil Urges, goes a long way to establishing My Morning Jacket as more than just the sum of its influences.
One of the high points of Todd Haynes' wonderful Bob Dylan movie, I'm Not There, occurs during the middle of the film, when the Richard Gere Dylan ambles into a rustic town where a man is singing, "Going to Acapulco." That singer is Jim James, the lead vocalist for My Morning Jacket. James is in whiteface makeup for the film, just as Dylan had applied whiteface for many dates on his 1975 Rolling Thunder review. And it's the sound of Rolling Thunder that rumbles through many of James's vocals on his band's new album, cracking the sonic landscape with its roiling power. Jim James has said that there's a theme of moral confusion running through this album, Evil Urges. I, however, hear a musical, verbal, and emotional clarity that's one of this collection's finest qualities. James is using his voice to sing out about glowing love, about being amazed by the world around him, and about emotions that compel him to entitle not one, but two songs, "Touch Me, I'm Going to Scream," as in, "If you don't touch me soon, I'm going to scream." And he sings about being thankful for someone who can see and appreciate his quote-unquote naked heart.
Really didn't think it's gonna make it. Really didn't think it's gonna make it this way. Put on my robot face. Had my emotions way far.
It's this sense of radiant open-heartedness that I find so invigorating, even thrilling, in the best songs on Evil Urges. A lot has been made of My Morning Jacket's admiration of Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the way that band has made thrashing music out of alienation and melancholy. But My Morning Jacket is making buoyant music. It possesses the grandeur of U2 without the stuffy self-consciousness, and the pleasing sonic density of REM without the muzzy ambivalence. And then there are the guitars. That's Aluminum Park, one of a number of songs on which James lets loose thick, rapid chords and keening feedback, as well as making his voice sound like an extra instrument of howling reverberation. If you're on his wavelength, it's pretty sublime. And if you haven't been until now, Evil Urges is an album of conversion.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Evil Urges by My Morning Jacket.